Please welcome Young Leader Member and CRA Captain Joe Vernon.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me. DJ Shortstop must be asleep at the wheel over there. A little more fire next time, but it's all right. It's all right. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about something that means a lot to me. And that something is the Career Readiness Academy. You should have all received an email this morning about it. And it's basically a program where we work with high school students. We help them explore career options. We help them build the skills that they're going to need in the future. The setup is simple enough. You form a team with other young leaders. You are assigned to a school. And then over the next several months, you attend that school and you deal with topics just like those you see before you. It is an incredibly rewarding experience. One of the reasons for this is the relationships that you develop with other young leaders. These folks here, this is my squad. This is my team. I love these guys, and they will be my friends for life. You also develop wonderful relationships with students. This is my squad from 2 years ago. These are our Cast Tech students. They had a lot of energy, and we're still in touch. We still have the same text message thread that we had going on 2 years ago. Some days there's more foolishness going on there than others, but it's great to hear from them. It's great to hear from them when they start a new job. It's great to hear from them when they started at college, which some of them have in the past year. So you've really got these incredible bonding opportunities. Like anything that you do in life, you also get presented with some challenges, and we had a few this past year. Our team was assigned to a small school in Hamtramck that there were just some unique circumstances for us, at least. For cultural reasons, the kids didn't use social media at all, and if you know anything about the young leaders, you know that everything we do ends up on social media. So poor Bob Kendall, I don't know if he's here today, he walked into class with his selfie stick, and these poor kids were mortified. So no social media for them. The other issue is that the boys and the girls had not interacted before. They took separate buses to school, they used separate hallways, and they'd actually never been in class together before our class, so ours was the first. You can imagine how that went. They didn't talk. They didn't talk to us. We couldn't get them to say anything. So we had to switch things up a little bit. For the first few weeks, instead of group sessions, we had individual sessions, one-on-ones, or in a group of two at least, and we tried to warm them up and get to know them a little better that way. That was when I had a conversation with one of the girls that I will never forget. As she warmed up, I could tell that she was witty, and she knew that I was a lawyer. She said, you know, I really love the law, but I could never be a lawyer. And I said, well, no, that's not true. You'd be a great lawyer. And she cut me off, and she said, stop. Let's get real. Look at me. Look what I'm wearing. People don't trust this. People will never hire this. So here I am, a somewhat grown man in a classroom, and this 12-year-old girl has left me speechless. And I'm not going to lie, when I got into my car after the session, I started to cry. I'm speechless. And to give you some context, this is last January where, you know, some of the online rhetoric had really ratcheted up a bit. There's some immigration things going on that are leaving a lot of people at ease, or unease, sorry. And that's difficult enough for us as adults to deal with, and it was absolutely heartbreaking to see how it affected a young child. When I connected with my team afterwards, they'd had similar experiences with their students that they were doing the one-on-ones with, and we made it our mission to reach the class as a whole, definitely, but to also reach those young girls that that seemed to be affected by a lot of this. So that's what we did during the career exploration portion of the segment where we're supposed to set them up with somebody who might become a future mentor. We went overboard. We set everybody up with two or three people, and the idea is they would interview these people. We found some of the most dynamic and wonderful people, women especially, many of the women who look like them and dress like them, and we connected them, and they interviewed them. And it's amazing to see their confidence build as the semester wore on. They were really able to, they started to participate in the discussions more. The girls started leading the discussions in class. Towards the end of the semester, we'd sit back amused as these conversations would go back and forth and amazed at how much they'd grown. That being said, the last session, I don't know if you saw on the last slide, is a graduation ceremony, which is pretty cool. They go to a DEC luncheon, they get a VIP portion, and then they get an opportunity to network with the other folks who are in attendance. And we were a little nervous about that. Our classroom experiment had certainly worked. They were certainly comfortable with us. But, I mean, as you can attest, even for folks our age, it's difficult to go to a DEC luncheon and connect with a lot of people. How are these high school kids going to react? How are they going to react if there was an awkward handshake situation or something else? So we were nervous. To make a long story short, these kids killed it. They absolutely killed it. They actually had a competition to see who could get the most business cards, and the girls vowed to meet all three speakers. I personally never had the guts to go up and talk to a speaker after an event. This day we had three. It was Tim Meyer, I told myself not to get into the names, Andrew Rush, and Cynthia Paskey. Wonderful, wonderful presentation, and all of the girls in the class made sure that they met and spoke with all three of the speakers. And we were shocked. Well, one, I was like the proud dad sitting in the back taking pictures of all this. But for the other portions, we sat in the corner and we watched this happen. And I'll admit, I cried a little bit again because we couldn't believe that these students that were there that day were the same students that just 3 months ago couldn't even speak to us. So I guess if there are any takeaways, one, I'm a crier, okay? I deal with it. If you've ever seen a movie with me, Rudy, Lion, Harry and the Hendersons, that's a tough one for me. That's what I do. But there are more important takeaways here. One is that if you participate in this program, I promise you, I guarantee that you're going to change somebody's life. And it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. The second, and I really feel this, as life-changing and as beautiful as this experience is for the students, I think it's going to affect you and impact you that much more. It's just so inspiring to see their courage, their determination, and their optimism. So I hope that you will consider joining us. You got the email this morning. There are registration desks outside. It'll be an experience that you will never, ever forget. We also have a video that we want to tee up from this past year. Thank you. How about a hand of applause for everybody at the DEC that made this program possible? Like I said, you have an opportunity to register outside. I'm happy to talk with anybody now during the network portion if you have any questions. But please consider it. Please give it your time. It is something that you will never, ever regret. Thanks very much, and let's enjoy the networking session. Thank you.